Begin the Quran daf, Masech the Shavuos daf Chav Ches, begin the Merav, begin Tos Machta, begin the Gemara, Amar Rava, says, Shavuos shel Oichel Kikazu, Im Oichel Zu. So you have this, one's a Tanai, and one is the Isser itself. Says Tos, Masha Pesh B'Korn Tres, this is what Rashi explains. Ein Shavuos Chalo, the Shavuos does not take effect, Ele B'Shas Maisar Yishin, only at the time of when the first one is being eaten. So that moment is Shas Shavuos, he is the moment of the oath. Ben Bais Asha Zeches Shavuos, and if during that time, he recalls the oath. Then we call it the person in the oath. And then the oath takes effect. That to be liable coming for his error. Whether the first one is the condition. Whether the prohibited one is first. So that's when it can take effect. As long as also that the error was at the time of eating the prohibition. This interpretation seems to have holes. Because the Bechilas Issa Rishon, when you eat the prohibited one first, like Mishkachas Chiyav Karban, you can't have a liability of Karban. Why? Because the Achal B'Shagig, if you ate it by mistake, like Karin V'Ad Meshvuah, you're not having consciousness then, but like Chalal Meshvuah, so the oath doesn't take effect in the first place. V'Achal B'Meiz, if you eat it deliberately, Habi'in Shkaga Bechilas Issa L'Pishar Karban, according to Rashi, it has to be done in error. And therefore, there's no way of resolving this. By pushing the mishkachas, you could have it going, for example, like this. When you're eating the prohibited one first, you don't forget your oath. So if I have an adam mishvua, you haven't got adam mishvua, but it's an error. But it doesn't know that this is the loaf that he swore on. And so even though you're allowed to eat it, it's considered an error. Since he really would not have wanted to eat it. So tonight, he would have wanted to eat the conditional one, or b'shem inyan, or some other way, shetzarech la'ochel, that he has to eat it, k'gan shenesh b'la'ochel, like he swore to eat it, or shem mistaken la'ochel, or he's in danger, because of deichik, so it's all pushing. Now, ma'ashe pishnam b'samach, also what Rashi says shortly, k'abe ochel esarishin b'chulu, hayde nakar achila satinai b'resha, this that, okay, we picked the case of the condition first, la mashom di'i abit ipcha, Lechayla says Rashi, not because if you would do the opposite, it wouldn't take effect. The Lechayla, of course, it would take effect. Mischayv l'mafreya, and you would be liable retroactive. Ein retzayin leima ibchom ibava the koyboy doesn't mean the exact opposite of the case that is told. The hain that is ochel is tchil b'shoygig mamish that you would eat the prohibited one first in total error. Shashach shvuas that you forgot the oath. And if that would be the case, lechayla klal again, then it wouldn't take effect at all. The laba ad meshvu wouldn't be ad meshvu. But leboy nam lemeima. And doesn't want to say also she'ochel isa b'meiz legamri tchila that you first ate totally the prohibited one with deliberateness. Then kan shkaga b'shas achila sisa. Then you wouldn't have the error in the time of eating the isser. Now says Taisib ain't nearly klal shoya kuntris return the lemer the mischayv l'mafreya malchus. It doesn't seem to be correct that he would want to say that you direct retroactively be liable for lashes. The Insvar Shay's Chayiv Malka is not logical to be liable for lashes. Kim Sha'achkach Achalat Sinai B'Shoigi because you subsequently ate the condition in error. So how could you be Chayiv Malkas? Void moreover, the Lepersha Ben Natam Adrabba to the contrary, according to Ben Natam, which we'll see later on, Chayiv Karban Ba'achal Issa Tchila B'Mezid V'Tanai B'Shoigi. You're liable for a carbon if you ate the Issa first, deliberate, and the Tanai B'Shoigi, not lashes. It would say, let me get the breaches, rather, what he wants to say is like we explained, Sha'achal Issa Rishon. He ate the first one, the prohibited one first. Bazach has to remember that he has an oath. And he dish, they were kikish and ishbalab. He just didn't recall that this is the oath that he swore on. So it says, Bashul Mitzazi Batez Rabin al Chanan, Shakasav, that he wrote that actually, Shasifim To, the scribes made an error in the words of Rashi. Bekachra Elias, and it's appropriate that it should be, Lav Mishum di'i avit ipcha chayla. Not because if it did opposite, it would take effect. Tabadi loy chayla. It actually does not take effect. Just like it does, this doesn't take effect of Potter. Af Isa in the Chala, so too that other one does not take effect. That's how it's also written in other commentaries of Rashi. Mamasha Pesh Begunches, and this is Rashi explains Ben Shachal Isa Rishon, whether if you eat the prohibited one first. So Kasav, Shlahayach Lahavan, he says he couldn't understand what that means. Also, it's pushing it according to Rashi's interpretation. And the Gemara brings shortly this case of Tloin Zobazu. Each one, you were in error for itself, but you're deliberate for the other one. So, what you'd have to explain according to Rashi, the Chayiv Lekoy El Ashniya, that the liability is only on the second one. But it sounds like it's going on both. So, it seems to explain like this. Lemifter Mishum Adam Mishvua. Now one is not exempt for Adam Mishvua Il Ala Tanai Luchade. That's only for the condition. According to Taisis, no matter when you eat it, whether beginning or end. Avala Isr Lekheshinon the Bishasachil Satanai who the Chai Lahashvua Lao. But for the prohibited one, we're not concerned that when you're eating the condition that it should take effect the oath on it. So we need to have that you're not forced by it. And the conditional one is called the first one, because like Rashi explains. But the common this that the Gemara says, the first one is an error and the second one is a liberty. It's not precise. So too if the second one was first delivered, like we explained, that the oath does not take effect at all, because you ate the conditional one. This also says that if the first one delivered, the second one is in error, you're going to be chayiv. It doesn't mean this specifically the first one delivered first. Same thing is if you have the second one in error first. And afterwards, after the first one delivered, as long as you don't have that you're recalling at the time when you eat the first one delivered, that you already ate the second one, if you would remember, then you wouldn't have that you're repenting because you would have repented had you known, because then he's deliberately bringing himself to Isser. Or in another approach, is Afilo Zachar, even if he does remember, Choshev Shav Mediyase, who would still consider Shav Mediyase, because even though he's, so to speak, bringing himself to liability, but it's still different because people consider the eating of the Isser more severe than the conditioning. People are not careful regarding the condition, but they are careful regarding the Isser. And according to this opinion, so that's how you can explain the whole Sugya. As the Bachetz on the words, call. That's what sounds like from Rabbi Nachanan's commentary. The chaylis hashvua, the taking effect of the oath, tolei b'chilas atnai, depends on the eating of the condition. The only difference by him is the kari le'isser rishayin, he calls the prohibited one first, and therefore regards ipcha, so his gears is actually the opposite. Rishayin b'shegi v'shni b'mezit chayiv, rishayin b'mezit v'shni b'shegi is potter. And he's calling the prohibited one first, because he mentions it first. In the Gemara itself, we say, so that's actually the first one. Now, this that he picks both of them in error, it's not really necessary, which that is necessary to say. Why at the end does it say he eats his Tanai and then he eats his Isser, and yet so Lord talk Balashan is just because they weren't so precise in the words, but really it's the same things. So Rabbi Tam explains like Rashi, the Bechilas Maisa Rishon, when you eat the first one, that's when the oath takes effect. Ben Shal Tanai, Ben Shal Isser, whether it's the condition or the prohibited one, if you eat it first in error, like Rin Ve'ad Mishavua. Ella, but the difference is Mefashim and Tam, the Isser Shaychat Chilah, the one that you eat first, Kari Dishan. That's called the first one. Bein Shatnai, Bein Shalith, whether it's the prohibited, whether it's the conditional one. Shal Besayif, the one eaten last, Kari Shani is called the second one. Vahashti Asa Shab, and now it makes sense how the Tzarek Lefarish, that we have to explain Achlil Isavad Achlil Tanoi, because it's not the same. The first and second is not specific. Because Achlil Tchilah Bemezid, her Isser, when you eat first the prohibited one, deliberate, Vahkach Hatanai Beshaykig, and then you eat the conditional one in error, Chayv liable, because Lebe Inish Gaga Bechilis Isser, you don't need to have the error when you eat the Isser. According to Rabbi Tam, Elisha Yishkig Beshah Sha'ib Al Shavuah. You have to be in error when you violate the oath, which is the second one. More of a Tzarek Litchig Leperusha, you have to push according to his interpretation. How the Kama, this is the Gemara says, Zu Bezod and Atma Fshikis Chaberta, that case of Tol Ezebezan, Amad Beis, that Potter, when you zot in itself and shagab regarding chaverta, the only time of the potel rishon, the reason why you exempt on the first one, avagav tani rishonu b'meizid b'shni b'shagig, even though that's first one deliberate and second one error, kugan sheochel b'zot in atzma legamri, he ate for itself, you were totally deliberate. That is shayit dait lechel b'isa shah. At that time, he had in mind to also eat gamma tonight. Wait, oh, the lav shom yediyasu. So that's not repenting had he known. Or you know, another part you could say is kashoichel ashni b'zot in atzma b'shagig chaverta. That when you eat the second one for its own deliberateness and its other one in error, even though it eats it in heter, the Allah didah, then in itself, that's talking about Kagancha in Yedeya Shehei Potter, like, doesn't know he'll be exempted. Lefisha Hoya Adam Meshvua, because he wasn't Adam Meshvua. But Lashon Zadon Atzma Mashma, and when you say deliberate on itself, that it sounds like Miskamel Ochla Be'Isr, he had a mind to eat it prohibitively, Avbisha Ochla Tanai, even though he ate the condition. So Hilkachlav Shamidasihu, so therefore it's not considered, you know, repenting from awareness. It says Taisis that Vedoichik, that this is pushing a little bit, but that's what Taisis is trying to say. That the reason why you put them from carbon is because when you eat the second one, you're not shav midiyasa, because although that eating the second one is beheter, because when you eat the first one, you didn't remember the tnai of the second one. It comes that according to Shita, the shvua doesn't take effect on the second one. That's called oichel b'zadon atzma, when he doesn't know that he's potter because adam shvua, and he thinks that the shvua, second shvua, is taking effect. So he's intending to eat a be'eser. That's what the lashon zadon atzma is, and therefore he's not shav midiyasa, even on the first shvua. But it says that's pushing it.